Whenever a wildfire or a forest fire breaks out and really starts wreaking havoc, we often hear about it on the news. We hear about all the damage that is being caused, and rightly so. Fire causes a lot of damage, sometimes even destroying communities, or even, in the worst-case scenario, taking human life. But a fire can also bring about good. After a forest fire goes through, it has burned up a lot of the brush, the old trees, old plants, old things, dead things that have been laying on the forest floor, clearing the way so that new growth can begin. New life can begin. In fact, I even heard about, once on a nature program, I remember hearing about a plant whose seed will not germinate until it has been exposed to a certain amount of heat. And so it's really a fire is needed before that plant, that particular plant, at least that one type, there might be others, can actually start spreading, can start to germinate new plants. So even though a fire can cause pain, destruction, hurt, it can bring about new life as well. New life begins. Jesus, in the gospel today, is speaking about how he wants to set the earth on fire. And also that he has come not to bring peace on earth, but division. Sometimes the truth that God needs to speak, that Christ needs to speak, can cause some hurt, can cause that burning, that heart, that hard part of a fire, causing difficulty, causing division. But it also brings about new life. The truth is able to clear out in our souls the sin, different things that are holding us back from God, clearing all that out, burning all of that out, so that new life can begin for us in our hearts and our souls. In our first reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah, we hear about some difficulties in speaking the truth. Prophet Jeremiah, if you read through his book, you see how he often had to speak very difficult things to the people of Jerusalem. And many kings, leaders, different people hated him for that. Hated him for speaking the truth. And that's why he ends up in a cistern in today's reading. Cisterns, if they were empty, would a lot of times be used as makeshift prisons. It wasn't until a little later that they do some rethinking and realize, okay, we need to pull him out again of that cistern. But it's all part of that reaction to his speaking the truth. They didn't want to hear it. But Jeremiah knew that God wanted him to speak it, that he needed to say that to bring about new life for the people of Jerusalem. The church often teaches us different things that are hard to hear, are hard for us to speak about. But again, it's all coming from God's truth, the truth that we find in the scriptures, that we do need to talk about, to reflect on, to bring about new life. The church has long spoken about abortion, the evils of abortion, that it's killing of a human being. We see in Scripture about how God speaks about how we need to respect life, respect all life. Now we need to have that care for these little ones. But it's hard. It's hard to hear about abortion when we hear in society speaking about those who are hard off, who have difficulties. It's going to be difficult to bring a child into the world. So many different hardships. But yet, God teaches us
respect life.
The church speaks about how we are to, how marriage is meant to be between one man and one woman. Scripture teaches about how that is the truth of how God wishes to wishes marriage to be about. But it's hard. It's hard to hear about that when we hear society speaking about, well, these people love each other and that they need to be allowed to just be able to love each other. But we hear the truth of God speaking about that marriage is also about that life and bringing new life into the world. And so we have that truth about marriage that God teaches us. The church has often spoken about how we need to help the poor, help the disenfranchised, help the refugee, and dare I say it, to help the immigrant. I'm not trying to enter into the whole debate that's going on in our nation right now about immigration, but what I'm trying to say is that God is calling us to help those who are in need. Another way of helping, having respect for all human life. Helping those who are in need. Helping those who are poor, thirsty, homeless. It's difficult when we hear in our society speaking about how they are bringing about hardship, that they are coming to take away our jobs, that they are coming to bring violence, terrorism. But yet God clearly teaches us to help those who are in need, to help the poor. The church has often spoken about how we questioned whether or not we really need capital punishment anymore. Especially in a society in which we are able to hold on to a convict for an indefinite amount of time, keep them from hurting other people. Scripture clearly says about how we are to respect human life again. And yet, it is so difficult when we hear in society speaking about how we need justice for those who have been hurt, that we need to put an end to these people who are doing so wrong, so many different wrongs. God teaches us, again, to respect life. These are difficult subjects that I'm bringing up. It's difficult to talk about. It's difficult sometimes for us to hear. Yet we are called by God to listen to those truths, to speak about them, to work on them. We need to ask God, be able to pray to God, asking for that help. Not just to listen to what our politicians are saying, not just to listen to what the priest is saying up from the ambo, our other leaders are saying, but to know what God is teaching us about these truths. So that we can understand them, so that we can accept them, so that we can tell others about them. This fire that Jesus wishes to set on earth, it can hurt. It can be difficult to talk about these truths. But God still wants us to talk about them. And it's God, it's Jesus who's asking us. Not just some random person trying to tell us, oh, here, start talking about this difficult thing. It's Jesus inviting us to that love, to that new life. Let's not be afraid to speak about these truths. Let's ask God for that courage, strength to do them.